Welcome to PTW Office Hours, where we invite authors, writers, publishing professionals to have casual conversations around craft. Grab your journal, a cup of tea or coffee, and get ready to take notes. This is PTW Office Hours, brought to you by Permission to Write. Welcome to another episode of the PTW Office Hours podcast. I first have to start by saying there is so much happening in the world, so much hate, so much misinformation, so much lack of care for humanity. I want to say that my heart goes out to everyone affected by the conflict between Israel and Palestine. It's unfathomable what we are witnessing at this time. And here at Permission to Write, we value life without qualifiers for whose lives are more or less important, period. With that being said, we'll skip over the news this week in publishing and get right into the topic. So this may be an even more abbreviated episode. You know, we like to keep it cute on our solo pods, somewhere between 10 to 15 minutes. In either case, it felt apropos that I'm reading Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert at this time. In a time where the world feels absolutely mad and so many of us are trying to process exactly what we think and feel, I was really struck by this quote by Gilbert in Big Magic, where she cites Joan Didion. And Joan Didion said, "I don't know what I think until I write about it." Ugh. I felt seen when I read that. In today's time, we are expected to have immediate reactions to the atrocities taking place, not just in Israel and Gaza, but around the world, because let me tell you something, there are horrible things happening everywhere. And I don't know about you, but I won't be bullied. Not coming from an oppressed and marginalized people as well, will I be rushed into spewing opinions about things I don't know that much about? I know intimately the prejudice and racism that comes with being Black in America. But even then, in all the unrest of 2020, I had to write it out before I ever wanted to share public opinions online. For most of us as writers, we don't write as we're going through the thing. Especially as big and wide as the social and political issues we're experiencing time after time after time in these past few years. The biggest moments in my life, the most traumatic, the most significant, have taken me years to fully put into words. Years to understand the implications, big and small, that those events have had on my life. I've seen where some folks within the writing community want to hold writers to charge, especially because we are supposed to have the words. What if we do not? It literally feels like there is no rest. There are about two quiet weeks that come, and then boom, unprecedented atrocities are right at our door, waiting for us each moment, and maybe we have no idea what to do or how to show up in these moments anymore. Some of us want to be able to do something outside of posting online. Like, how do we make it stop? How do we get to some type of mediation table to discuss the goings on? How do we help people in need? How do we save the children or the elderly that have nothing to do with what is happening between two ruling powers in their respective lands? Writing is our gift. For some of us, it's not just what we do to make money or pay the bills. It has been a lifeline to us when we have had no clue how to see a path forward. It is how we process all that's happening in our lives, in the world, and how we survey our innermost fears and concerns. Joan Didion said, "I don't know what I think until I write about it." I need the time to write about it. Writing is not a commodity to be doled out cheaply and without extensive thought and care as to the words being used and the great effect that words could have years beyond their inception. And so we have a great responsibility as writers to take time, to take our time to process, to understand, and for some of us just to be able to stand up to the fact and for the fact that we support care of humanity and love. And we will fight for that. I wanted to read a little bit about what I did write in September of 2020, if that's okay. Because we're 3 years out from these thoughts and processing what may have been happening. And oddly enough, there's so many comparisons to even the current situations. I wrote this on 9/24/2020. At times, this world feels hopeless. Not that I have lost my hope, but that things might not ever really change. If you go through old journals, maybe back to 2012, how many references to Black men and women dying at the hands of police will you see? There are so many, and none are properly prosecuted for their crimes. This case, with Breonna Taylor, is much more of the same, and I have absolutely no idea what to do about it. I feel lost. How do we petition a government that is supposed to protect us, but at every turn has showed they will kill us without remorse or hesitation? In theory, we the people established this system, and we the people should be able to tear it down and start over. We should be able to create a system with real justice for all people, one that doesn't favor the rich or the blue. One that sees us and puts people over profits. What I'm lost on is how we do that without violence, without full-on revolution. Reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, he talked about this, how many points on how the message can get diluted, how peaceful approaches only end up pacifying the ugly monster of racism. He was writing this in 1965, and it is 2020, and we are still asking to be treated as human beings in this country. That is an excerpt from a journal entry, like I mentioned, September 2020, and I'll let you take what you will from the content, but I want to encourage our community, especially Black and brown folks, encourage us to write the things, feel the things, explore and process, but not to feel any of the pressure to have to bleed on the altar of social media. We don't have to do that. We are tasked with helping humanity and care, and helping to eradicate suffering and senseless killing and bodies dropping. But nothing good comes from acting in haste. And so, process, write all the things. And hopefully, not only will you be able to understand some things for yourself, but hopefully, out of that comes some strategy and plan for how you can contribute to making the world a better place. So that's what I have for today's episode. Again, writing to know what you think. Sometimes it takes time. And writing is that great gift for us. So I hope you all have a better week. I know things are unbelievably heavy. You see, I started that journal entry by saying I felt hopeless. And in this last 3 years, I've never felt that more than in the last 3 years. But I try to keep on. And I know that writing is this great art that has served me, not just professionally, but through my own mental health and understanding of the world. And I hope it does the same for you. Thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to PTW Office Hours. We hope you got something out of the conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at Permission to Write, on Twitter at Perm to Write, and stay up to date through our website, permissiontowrite.com. Join our community that works to amplify and cultivate the voices of Black writers and writers of color.